Back here on Darren Donovan Chase, Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe with you. Max Herz on our Wholesale Link Game Studio board. Powered by RumbleOn.com. Penny Hardaway in Memphis, huh? We shall see. A lot of rumors out there. A lot of rumors that he may not be in the college ranks.
Well, Chauncey Billups goes to Portland.
That's been met with concrete shoes and a swimming pool. That hasn't been met very well. Damian Lillard not exactly happy about that hire.
Now, see, I heard different. I was watching ESPN, and they were saying that Chauncey Billups and Dame had been talking.
No, he wanted Jason Kidd.
Evidently,
the fan base hasn't been too pleased about the hire either. Anyway, let's head out to Omaha. That's the site of the College World Series. Vanderbilt and Mississippi State. Game one tonight. The voice of the Doors is on the line with us, Kevin Ingram. Kevin, really not much to talk about. So it's been pretty quiet the last 48
hours.
Yeah,
so how's your summer?
How's everything going?
Hey, can we do a little basketball trivia to start?
Sure.
You know who Penny Hardaway's last college game was against when he played at Memphis State?
I believe it was against Western Kentucky, your alma mater.
It was indeed against Western Kentucky, my alma mater. 1993 in Orlando, me and my buddies made the trip down and we saw it. It was great.
Of course you did. So what do I get?
I'll give you a red towel. How about that? And a little Penny doll.
And a little Penny doll. Hey, that'd be cool. I'll take that. All right. Kevin, what do you make? We talked the first segment about this vitriol that's out there about Vanderbilt and what took place on Saturday morning. Wee hours of Saturday morning and NC State season getting shut down and just how everybody has taken it out on Vanderbilt. Like somehow this is their fault. I was blown away by it. I had to eventually just get off social media. It was so stupid. So I was like, I'm not going to waste any more of my time looking at this nonsense. But what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't understand how in any way Vanderbilt is the villain in all this. It makes no sense, but I've embraced it. I'm dressing in head to toe in black tonight for the game. So I don't get all this. Man, there are people on there burning T-shirts and stuff. What are we doing here? If Stanford throws one more strike on Wednesday night, they're in the middle of all this stuff. It makes zero sense to me. And you know, people questioning Tim Corbin's integrity and all those things, like, man, there's no higher character person or program in the game than that guy. So come on. People saying Vanderbilt cheated. And I hear all these people around here saying all kinds of stuff. And, what are you supposed to do? That Vanderbilt should just, like, decline the spot and just go home? I'm sure if it was, the roles were reversed and it was another team that they would gladly say, no, we're just going to go home and we decline and we'll just, do whatever. Or,
Kevin, that's what those people are saying. Yes. No, that's what those people are saying. That's the level of stupidity that's out there. Yes.
It's just total silliness. And so I'm very much ready to get back. At some point it has to get back to baseball, right? You have to get back to playing baseball games.
Yeah, tonight.
So
yeah.
I'm looking forward
to
6 o'clock tonight. Right. Yeah, exactly. Get back to actually playing games.
Yeah, I don't want to look into it. You're out there. We've known Corb since day one, man. He has been on the show hundreds and hundreds of times and been around him, away from the field. Obviously, like you said, Kevin, Tim and Maggie, great family. He's an incredible human being. Not only is he the best baseball coach in the country, an incredible human being. But I was watching their body language yesterday on the Zoom calls. they're meeting the media. It seems like they were a little bit irked, I guess is maybe the word. I know Kumar pulled the Marshawn Lynch at Super Bowl. I'm just here so I won't get fined. that's what it felt like, his presser. But even Tim, I know Tim pretty well. I read his body language. He even didn't seem like his normal, seemed like he was off a tick or two. Is that fair to say? Do you think that they are a little bit peeved by all this?
I don't know. I watched the same thing you did, Darren, but I don't know. I'd be interested to, in an honest moment, how really feel the whole group really feels about this stuff. I think more than anything, it's just kind of right place, wrong time for this team that, you know, everybody for Vanderbilt wanted to play one more game and wanted to play NC State at full strength and do it the right way. It just didn't happen. I mean, I don't know what else, you know, I don't know what else Vandy's guys are supposed to do in this spot. I mean, you only play the games that you can play, and it's just such a weird deal. But yeah, I would say more than anything, just ready to kind of put this aside and move forward. It really puts a damper on what's been a great postseason run for this group. It's not like it's any fluke that Vanderbilt's here. I mean, been one of the best teams in the country the whole season and gone 8-1 in the postseason. Only loss was that 1-0 game against NC State last Monday. So it's not like Vanderbilt's not a deserving team to be here. I don't know. It feels to me like it's taken some of the it's really sucked a lot of the fun out of this cool experience here in Omaha. And I'm hoping that when you get back to actually playing games, you sort of get back to that feeling of, okay, we're in the College World Series again and not all this other stuff.
Come on, Kevin. They're playing close games. I mean, they're not winning 12-1, so, you know, they're lucky. They're lucky to be in this spot. I mean, they're playing close games in the College World Series against the best teams in the country. I mean, you're supposed to blow everybody out to get to this stage. I mean, that's how it works, right?
Yeah, it doesn't exactly work that way, does it? I mean, these other teams are good, too. I mean, you got 8 good teams out here in Omaha, so, yeah, you're not going to hammer everybody 10-1, and it's not the way it works.
By the way, what were they thinking on Friday, winning by 2 runs? They're supposed to win everything by a run.
Yeah, I know. That was a laugher compared to some of the other games.
Right. Yeah, Friday was a laugher. So what are your thoughts on, you know, how this all sets up, whether it's 2 games, 3 games, however this plays out, Monday, Tuesday, and possibly Wednesday? How does this set up pitching-wise? Obviously, and I said this at the beginning, there's no secret. It's not Vanderbilt's fault, but there is an advantage. I mean, this is a huge advantage for them moving forward. Jack Leiter is going to be fully rested. And, yes, Tim Corbin has not made it official, but I think we all can put together and connect those dots that he'll be on the bump tonight. But how do you think this all sets up for Vanderbilt for this week?
I think it probably sets up pretty well. You know, one of the other things that was lost in all this, and there's a lot of talk about, well, Jack Leiter, you know, that saved him because he would have pitched on Saturday. There's no guarantee he would have pitched on Saturday. In fact, I don't think he would have started on Saturday, if you ask me. That would have gone against what they typically do in terms of, you know, resting their guys. I'm not saying, and again, that's just my own speculation, sure, just kind of based on what I've observed. But, you know, they're usually pretty careful with those guys, and he threw a lot of pitches last Monday. So I don't think it was any guarantee that he was going to pitch on Saturday. You know, this might have been his normal spot anyway. I saw somebody say, well, he should throw a 100-pitch bullpen session to make it fair. I think, yeah, that's a great idea. But as far as, you know, what's to come in this series, I mean, I would expect we'll see Leiter tonight. Tomorrow we'll see maybe Patrick Riley. We, of course, saw Christian Little make a start last week. On Wednesday, if you get that far, you got to think there's an appearance by Kamar Rocker at some point, whether it's a start or it's in relief or whatever. I got to think biggest game of the year, last game of the year, last game of
career.
Their careers at Vanderbilt. So, yeah, you got to think AD's going to be out there at some point. But the real story for Vanderbilt in this College World Series has been the bullpen. The 3 M's, as I call them, Maldonado and McIlvain and Murphy, those guys have been lights out. They've been so good. And this series is going to be an interesting matchup of bullpens because Mississippi State,
same,
I mean, you know,
deal.
What you're getting on the back end of their pen with Landon Sims. That guy's a beast. It was a great series when the teams played in Nashville. Vanderbilt won 2 out of 3. I've told a lot of people that the game on Sunday that Vanderbilt came back and won 7-4, I thought that was the most fun game of the entire regular season. And I remember thinking at that point, this is a matchup we might see down the road in maybe a super regional or a World Series or something like that. And here we are with Vanderbilt and Mississippi State again.
Yeah, I wonder, in Mississippi State, their pitching staff, I'm pretty sure they lead the country in strikeouts, do they not?
Oh, they do. Yeah, they've set the all-time college record for strikeouts. Mm. They've had so many this season. Yeah, they struck out 21 in that first game against Texas. I went to that game. I mean, if you're keeping a scorecard, I mean, all you really need to do is like write K in every box because that's what it was. It was, and that was something to watch with Bednar and then Sims after him.
Bednar's a beast. I mean, they got several beasts, but Bednar especially.
No doubt. Speaking with Kevin Ingram out in Omaha, site of the College World Series. So, in your mind, what is, you said you've seen that series. You've seen what it looks like against Mississippi State. You've been out there. You've seen Mississippi State up close and personal on their run to this stage. What's the key for Vanderbilt in your mind, Kevin? How do you see this kind of playing out in Vanderbilt's advantage? What do they need to do?
Well, yeah, one of the things is got to come up with some big hits, score some more runs. The offense has sputtered at times for Vanderbilt, and I think everybody around this program would say that you just got to put some more runs on the board. And they had a chance to blow that game open against NC State on Friday and stranded a bunch of base runners, just never could really get that big hit to make it a four-run game or something like that. And, the offense has been a struggle at times. But, again, you're facing good pitching in all these teams, and I think Mississippi State will bring more of the same. Now, the thing about Mississippi State is their lineup is very experienced. They have guys that have been here. Tanner Allen's player of the year in the SEC. Rowdy Jordan's played in the World Series before. I was looking at the box score when these two teams played in 2019 here in Omaha. Vanderbilt won that game. You got several guys that are part of this Mississippi State lineup who've played in the College World Series before. So, the experience factor in terms of that is on Mississippi State's side. And, their lineup, they're just tough. They got some swagger. They're not going to beat you down with a bunch of home runs. They can hit one when they need one. Tanner Allen hit that big one against Virginia a few games ago. But, just kind of single and doubles and just score runs and gritty team. They're tough. They really are a good team. I thought all along that they were one of the best teams in the country and one of the best teams I'd seen out here in Omaha. So it really will be a big challenge for Vanderbilt to take two out of three here.
Kevin Ingram is with us as he will be on the call as Vanderbilt opens the College World Series final tonight against Mississippi State. You brought up Rowdy Jordan and Tanner Allen for the Diamond Dogs, as they say. Some other players through that lineup that Vandy's going to have to be careful of. Who do you think?
Well, they have like three guys with the name Tanner. Tanner Leggett had that big hit the other night. He was more of in a reserve role, but it's just so much experience up and down when you look at this team that they put out there. And Hancock and I don't have their lineup right in front of me, but a lot of these guys have just played a lot of baseball. Scotty DeBrule has, I think he's played more games in college baseball than anybody in the country. It's just so many of these dudes who are just super experienced and, they've been in these spots before. They played in big games and they played some great games with Texas here in Omaha. The three games they played against the Longhorns were probably three of the best games of the whole World Series. But, Cameron James and Luke Hancock and Logan Tanner, the catcher, he's, another guy who's, been around and has had some big games here. And Brad Cumbus, who's a tight end on their football team, he's a big old dude, plays in the outfield. But, they just have, like I say, just a lot of guys who've been here and done that, and it'll be tough.
We started this talking about Tim Corbin, and we all know Tim and what kind of a person he is, what kind of a program he runs. Win, lose, draw, doesn't matter the outcome of this series. When you look at the coaching job he's had to do with this entire season, missing a season last year because of COVID, starting this year, with COVID still very much in play, and obviously it's still very much in play now, where would you put this in your years of covering the team and coaching jobs that he's had to do? It's clearly been more difficult than we've seen in years past.
Yeah, Chase, I think you're absolutely right about that. And, even going back to last year, as you referenced with COVID and missing the World Series, that was such a crushing blow to everybody. I mean, we all got cheated out of what would have been a good team last year, and, we got cheated out of most of a season of Rocker and Leiter, no telling what might have happened in 2020. I was out there in the fall when they were working out and practicing and getting in their fall training, and you could see this team had the makings of maybe something special, and you knew with those arms and some of the guys in the bullpen, which not all of them were very experienced, that this team would have a chance to do something special. But to me, it started to click in SEC play. Well, first we went to Oklahoma State and took two out of three out there against a good team. It's like, okay, that was a pretty nice series win right there. But then SEC play got started and came up with a couple sweeps on the road, beat Missouri and LSU, and granted, those maybe not have been the top of the heap teams in the SEC this season, but you go on the road and sweep anybody in the conference, it's big. And then I thought, really, in a lot of ways, that series against Mississippi State was one where you saw this team, you know, really do something I thought significant in winning two out of three against one of the best teams in the country and winning a big game on a Sunday when you're behind and you got to come back and get great work and long relief out of McIlvain and Maldonado. And it's been a great season. They've, you know, gone on the road and played well, won two out of three against Tennessee, which made it to the World Series. And, you've seen the attendance was able to pick up at Hawkins Field, which really seemed to make a difference. That series in Vandy, Mississippi State played was the first time really a lot of fans have been allowed into the ballpark, and you know, that was a big factor. But you know, in terms of the coaching job Tim Corbin's done and Scott Brown and his whole staff, you know, Mike Baxter and David Macias, I think they've done a tremendous job because there are a lot of challenges with all the COVID stuff and all the testing they have to do and trying to keep people healthy. And really, this team's played around some significant injuries too. Tate Colwick, the starting second baseman, missed a whole lot of the season a couple times with injuries, had to have surgery. Carter Young hurt his shoulder toward the end of the regular year. Sam Loboke, who would have been a significant part of the bullpen, is, you know, missed almost the whole season. So been a lot of challenges, but they've done a great job, and now right here on the doorstep of winning another national championship.
You know, we've talked a lot about Carter Young and, you know, trying to get him going again. He's battled through the injuries. You just mentioned the injuries that they've gone through. He's had a couple of big hits here and there, but can you just tell that he's been bugged by the injury and just hasn't been able to get consistent?
Yeah, I think it did bother him, especially when he first came back. He missed the last three games. Let me think. He missed the end of the regular season, missed the series with Kentucky, and then he missed the SEC tournament, came back for the NCAA tournament. For a while there, he's a switch hitter. He was only batting left-handed because I guess it was a little easier on his shoulder to bat only lefty instead of right-handed. To me, he's looked more comfortable from the left side than from the right side even now. It's a shame he had that injury because he had a great season. And he's really a talented player, and it's been unfortunate to see him have a couple miscues in the field where he's about as sure-handed as it gets at shortstop typically. It just seems like, you know, he's kind of battled it a little bit since he's come back from that shoulder injury. But, you know, he's also hit a home run here in Omaha and done some good things. And he's really a talented guy. And, hoping for a big series for him here in this last three-game set against Mississippi State.
You know, Tim Corbin and Vanderbilt, they're no strangers to having freshmen play big roles on the big stage. But just how impressed have you been with SEC Freshman of the Year Enrique Bradfield Jr.?
Oh, he's been really fun to watch throughout the season, getting on base and stealing bases. It's funny, he hasn't really ran very much in the postseason when he's been on base. I mean, that, you know, it's been such a part of his game and making things happen and making people rush a throw or something like that. But we've not seen him run very much in the postseason. I wonder if that's something that might change as we go through this series. But, you know, some things don't change. He's a tremendous outfielder. You know, for a guy who is a true freshman playing at this level, he takes great angles to the ball. It seems like he's always in the right spot. And he's just been tremendous. He's had a great season. I think probably if you'd told folks around this program he was going to hit like he has, they'd have been very excited about that. And he's hit well. He's got on base. He's got 48 stolen bases on the season, or 46. And, he's been a joy to watch. He's really been a lot of fun this season.
Kevin, as we wrap this up, Bicycle Boy has texted in and asked if you can do a Jared Stillman impression. I don't know if you have that in your repertoire, but maybe something to work on for next time.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to go to the lab and work on a Jared Stillman impersonation. I was on with Jared the other day. I'm not giving that one much thought. Maybe I should work on that.
I think that.
But by the way,
go ahead.
Where is Willie today? I mean, these are the biggest games of the Vanderbilt baseball season. He's a Vanderbilt baseball alum, and he's not here. Where's Will?
He couldn't take the pressure. He literally could not take it. He was having a meltdown this morning. He's like,
he
couldn't wait till 6 o'clock. I mean, he literally was taking a cold bath.
I'm going to defend my guy now. Come on.
It was tough. I mean, he didn't sleep last night. And
well, this is all probably true.
Coach Willie's a wreck. I mean, he's a wreck, Kevin.
Coach Willie.
Oh, Coach Willie is a wreck. I mean, he was afraid I was going to get on here and guarantee Vanderbilt wins tonight. I mean, there was just a lot going on. He had this, yeah. I mean, so No, in all seriousness, he's down in Georgia. Big tournament in East Cobb. And I think there were like 68 teams in that as well, or 60-something teams. And they're really good, but they did not expect to make it this far. They're in the Final Four of this tournament.
Excellent.
Yeah, so they're playing this
Mahoney had to pitch, had some big moments to get him there.
Well, he had a big pinch hit.
Pinch hit, that's what it was.
He had a big pinch hit appearance yesterday to get a big win for them in extra innings. So, yeah.
Did he homer like his guy, like his dad did, you know, for Medicine Hat?
No, he has, but he did.
His base is loaded.
He has not had one in this tournament.
His base is loaded and got a big hit to beat a nationally ranked team. And then
that's how they moved
into the Final Four. So that's where Willie is.
Yep. Kevin, really appreciate the time as always. Enjoy it, man. We're jealous. Wish we could do this interview in person. I wish we were out there. I'm going to get out there one day. It's embarrassing to say I've never been there, but I'm going
to
fix it.
We just need to take the show out there because I've never been there. You've never been there. Willie has, we can make it happen.
If you get off the air today, you hop in the car and you drive out of here. You're here in time for tomorrow.
10 hours?
It's only like a 12-hour drive.
Oh, 12 hours. Even worse.
You know, if I can drive to South Dakota on Saturday, you guys can drive up here.
Did you do that?
I did. That was one of the 7 states I had not visited, and had some unexpected free time on Saturday. So I thought, you know what, this is the spot. I found a rental car that wasn't too expensive at the airport, so I went and picked it up, and I drove up to South Dakota. It was about an hour and a half up the road.
Oh.
It's just on the other side of Sioux City, Iowa. So I drove into South Dakota, and I went to the little town where the University of South Dakota is located. I think it's pronounced Vermilion, but I kind of took a lap around there, just stopped in, had a little snack with some of the locals at a little sports bar there in town, and hopped back in the car and came back to Omaha. But that was fun. So I got 44 states down and 6 to go. So that marked one off the list on this trip.
Have you been to North Dakota?
No, I've not been to North Dakota. It was a little bit farther up the drive. If I got an earlier start, I might have done it, but that might have been an overnight trip. We were going to go to North Dakota a couple of years ago when we were in Minnesota, but it was just one of those things that just didn't happen. So, yeah, I've got 6 more to go. I don't know if I'll ever make it to all of them, but, I'll mark them off a little bit at a time here.
I believe in you, Kevin.
Sounds like you did a little Chevy Chase at the Grand Canyon for South Dakota. Put your arm around somebody, shook your head, said, all right, back to Omaha. <That's right. laughs> Cross it off the list.
I got back in the family truckster and came back to Omaha.
Roll them up.
Kevin, good stuff. Hey, enjoy it. We'll be watching tonight and listening. Appreciate it, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you later.
Kevin Ingram out in Omaha tonight. Vanderbilt and Mississippi State, all SEC National Championship game 1 tonight at 6 o'clock. Now you're going to talk about some bets.
Yes, I am ready to go because summer is here and the sports betting action is heating up at BetMGM. Are you ready to feel some playoff excitement in hockey and basketball? Just sign up with BetMGM, use the code 1025GAME, and your first wager is totally risk-free up to $600. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials on your favorite sports. Whether you're a fan of MLS or MLB, you can make every goal and every home run mean so much more with the King of Sportsbooks. Simply download the BetMGM app today or go to BetMGM.com. Enter that code 1025GAME and get back up to $600 on your very first wager. New customer offer, paid and free bets, must be 21 years or older, must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.